This audio is presented by Hacker Noon, where anyone can learn anything about any technology. Chaotic Links Theory. Exploring the Intersection of Classical Cryptography and Quantum Potentiality, by Antika Vlad. In today's digital age, cybersecurity has become a critical concern for individuals, businesses, and governments alike. With cyberattacks growing in frequency and sophistication, the need for robust and innovative security measures has never been greater. One emerging technology that holds immense promise for the future of cybersecurity is quantum computing. While classical computers use binary bits, zeros and ones, to perform calculations, quantum computers leverage the principles of quantum mechanics to process information using quantum bits, or qubits. This allows them to perform certain tasks much faster and more efficiently than traditional computers, with potentially game-changing implications for a variety of industries. In the realm of cybersecurity, quantum computing offers exciting possibilities for enhancing data security, protecting against cyberattacks, and advancing threat detection and response. However, it also poses new challenges and risks that must be carefully considered and addressed. In this article, we'll explore how quantum computing could revolutionize the field of cybersecurity and what the future may hold for this cutting-edge technology. The main goal of this article is to provide a structural analysis of a proposed classical background for ensuring the robustness of quantum classical security systems. Unveiling the quantum verse: a glimpse into the potential of quantum computing. Quantum computing leverages the intrinsic properties of particles to create powerful quantum bits or qubits. Unlike classical bits, qubits can exist in a superposition of states, occupying both 0 and 1 simultaneously due to the principles of quantum mechanics. By manipulating superposition and exploiting quantum entanglement, quantum computers can perform certain calculations significantly faster than their classical counterparts. Particles possess an intrinsic quantum property called spin, which, despite its name, is not a physical spinning motion but a quantized attribute. In quantum mechanics, spin states are discrete, with particles such as electrons having specific spin values like +1/2 or -1/2. In units of h, the reduced Planck constant. The quantization of spin is a fundamental concept in quantum physics that sets it apart from classical analogies. Understanding these quantum properties requires a mathematical approach rather than relying on classical analogies. As we continue to unlock the potential of quantum computing, we find ourselves at the forefront of an uncharted territory that promises to redefine the nature of computation itself. Exploring the classic verse: a journey through three-dimensional computational structuring. While quantum computing promises immense power and potential, it's important to recognize the significant role that classical computing has played and will continue to play in shaping the landscape of cybersecurity. By embracing the strengths of both classical and quantum approaches, we can develop more robust and versatile security solutions. To explore the realm of classical computing, let's embark on a journey into the familiar world of lines, squares, and cubes. In this classic verse, structures are well-defined and rules are clear-cut, providing a solid foundation for the complex computations that drive modern technology. To help visualize this, picture a 3x3x3 cube as our starting point, a basic unit of structure in the digital world. This simple building block contains 27 smaller cubes in total. By expanding this unit into a larger structure, with 27 stories made up of similar 3x3x3 units, we create a grand cube containing a total of 243 smaller cubes. Each of these individual cubes represents a single bit of information, the fundamental currency of classical computing. When combined and manipulated in intricate ways, these bits form the basis for the complex algorithms and data structures that underpin contemporary cybersecurity. As we delve further into the classic verse, we'll examine how the strict rules and definitions of classical computing can be harnessed to fortify our digital defenses, complementing the novel power of quantum computing in the ongoing quest for secure and resilient digital systems. To further aid in visualizing the structure, consider the left image. This 2D representation provides a cross-sectional view of the cube structure when viewed directly from the side. The observer is positioned on the SA metadimensional line as the structure, offering a clear perspective of its layered, organized arrangement. Each layer consists of 9 smaller cubes, arranged in a 3x3 grid, emphasizing the ordered and structured nature of the classic verse. Keep in mind that this image represents just one perspective of the overall 3D structure. As we explore different dimensions and perspectives, we can gain a more comprehensive understanding of the intricate architecture and relationships that make up the foundation of classical computing. N, having established a foundational understanding of the structured, three-dimensional space representing classical computing, we now explore the intricate interactions between this space and various algorithms. These complex relationships can be even more challenging to grasp than the principles of quantum computing. Examine the provided image, which illustrates a range of possible interactions within the structured space. The image includes colored lines that depict different behaviors, such as curving, yellow, reflecting off boundaries, red, or other lines, black, oscillating in a straight line, purple, or circle, cyan, and seemingly random movement, blue. The central point, green X, represents the critical entry point into the system, which a line must reach to gain access. The rules governing the formation and interaction of these lines are virtually endless, encompassing mathematical functions, e.g., f(x) = 3x, 2 + 1, computational rules, e.g. if line less than 10, line equals 2, asterisk line 3 else, line equals line plus 4, and numerous other possibilities that will be further shown in the article. N. These complex interactions highlight the vast potential of the classical computing space, offering a glimpse into the intricate and powerful mechanisms that drive classical cryptographic algorithms. As we delve deeper into the realm of classical cryptography, the importance of understanding these interactions becomes increasingly apparent, providing valuable insights into the development of robust cybersecurity measures. Now, let's explore how these ideas might tie to a potential post-quantum cryptographic approach. Exploring the endless possibilities of post-quantum cryptography, in essence, we can visualize classical brute force attacks as attempts to navigate through a structured space, aiming to reach the central point where access is granted. These attacks involve systematically trying different possibilities until the correct key is found. Quantum brute force attacks, on the other hand, take advantage of quantum superposition and entanglement to explore multiple possibilities simultaneously, making them potentially more efficient and aggressive. The classical view provides the underlying structure for these interactions and plays a crucial role in determining the security of cryptographic systems. By employing unique individual keys or algorithms for each instance of entry, the system ensures that even if an attacker manages to reach the central point, access will only be granted if their specific path or signature matches the one required. This approach highlights the importance of leveraging the strengths of both classical and quantum computing in designing robust cryptographic systems. The structure and rules of classical computing provide a foundation for security, while the potential power of quantum computing offers new ways to enhance and protect these systems. Ultimately, the ongoing exploration and development of post-quantum cryptography aim to create secure and resilient digital systems that can withstand attacks from both classical and quantum approaches. And in this scenario, let us consider a quantum computer capable of exploring all possible paths simultaneously within the structured classical space. The unique key granted for each entry can range from simple, direct trajectories to complex, winding paths that traverse the space multiple times before reaching the center. This design choice adds an additional layer of complexity and uncertainty for potential attackers. The system's security is further enhanced by ensuring that the correct path or algorithm required for access is neither the shortest, longest, nor a specific point in between. Instead, it is defined by classical rules and tied to the generated hash key within the system. This setup makes it difficult for quantum attacks to determine when to collapse to the right answer. Moreover, the system can incorporate multiple layers of information access, each with its own set of permissions and restrictions. These levels, ranging from level 4, permission outside the inner system, to level 0, algorithms and ties to hash keys, create a hierarchical structure that safeguards sensitive data and essential system components. Access to level 0, the most restricted layer, can be closely monitored and protected, with unused keys being recycled for new users after a certain period. This multi-layered approach to security, combined with the unique key and algorithm system, offers a robust and adaptable strategy for protecting against potential quantum computing threats. By leveraging the strengths of both classical and quantum computing paradigms, this model demonstrates the potential for developing secure and resilient cryptographic systems in the era of quantum computing. Potential applications in countering phishing attacks. Leveraging STRUCTURED SPACES and unique access paths for enhanced security by extending the functionality of the hash key, it can serve as a vital security mechanism for third-party communication, ensuring that only emails containing this unique key can be received. The hash keys can be manipulated to create a distinct, recognizable signature associated with the security system once stored in the user's computer. The general format of these keys could follow a structure like 000xAAAX hashtag xAAA, where 0 represents any digit, A stands for any uppercase letter, hash indicates any symbol, and A denotes any lowercase letter. Further, the totally random generated string associated with your unique computer and granted in the first instance of entering could be appended further to this format. This leverage of both randomness and order allows for a vast number of possible key combinations, making them difficult to predict or replicate. Once the hash key is generated, it can either be securely stored within the user's device or shared with a trusted third party. This third party, the N, communicates with the level 1 security system of the global infrastructure to verify that the provided key, which is randomly generated and unique to Theasar, serves as the necessary outer signature. The level 1 security system establishes a connection between the provided key and the level 0 system, where the key is tied to the individual user's email. This ensures that only emails containing the user's unique hash key can be received, granting access to mailing permissions for the individual's email account. By integrating this key verification process within the layered security infrastructure, the system effectively safeguards against unauthorized access and protects user emails from potential phishing attacks. Adaptive potential for future cybersecurity, and not only challenges, flexible solutions in a rapidly evolving landscape. Integration with emerging technologies to further enhance adaptability and address various current internet technologies like blockchain, AI, and IoT. The system could incorporate sub-levels within each existing protective layer. This approach would allow users to create their own customized groups at level 3, ensuring that these groups remain secure from potential unauthorized access. Each group could be assigned a unique group hash key to maintain the integrity of the system. Furthermore, a subscription model could be introduced, offering users the flexibility to upgrade their sub-group security privileges. This would allow users to tailor the security level according to their specific needs, granting them the option to elevate their subgroup to level 2 or level 1 security privileges as required. By integrating these adaptable features, the cryptographic model demonstrates its capacity to accommodate diverse requirements and strengthen security measures across a wide range of applications and platforms. Responding to new attack methodstone address emerging attack methods, the system should employ a multifaceted approach that combines predefined interaction limits, delegated security management, and proactive response measures. 1. Interaction limits at level 4. Establish predefined interaction limits within the system to control access and minimize exposure to potential threats. Further interactions should be allowed only within user-defined groups, encouraging a distributed security management approach. 2. User-defined group security. Empower users to shape their own security concepts and take responsibility for their group security. This fosters a collaborative security environment where users play an active role in protecting their information. 3. Whitelist implementation. Maintain a whitelist of approved words and interactions to facilitate controlled and progressive growth within the system. This ensures that new elements introduced are thoroughly vetted and deemed safe before integration. 4. Human specialist oversight. Employ human specialists to analyze, approve, or reject requests for whitelist additions. These specialists act as gatekeepers, ensuring that only trusted and secure elements are allowed within the system. 5. Proactive response to potential breaches. Flag any information outside the whitelist as a potential breach, triggering security measures to prevent further unauthorized entry. Once investigated and resolved, normal operations can resume, maintaining system integrity and security. This approach effectively addresses new attack methods by combining strategic interaction limits, collaborative security management, and proactive response measures, demonstrating the adaptability and resilience of the cryptographic model. Scalability and compatibility. To ensure scalability and compatibility with various systems, the cryptographic model should adopt a flexible approach that allows integration with different communication platforms and cryptographic methods. Here's a detailed overview of this concept. 1. Subgroups as communication chains. Treat subgroups as interconnected chains secured by unique hash keys, enabling seamless communication across different systems and platforms. This approach allows for compatibility with various cryptographic methods, ensuring secure information transfer. 2. Individual users as entry access groups. Define each user by their unique hash key and the hash keys of the subgroups they belong to. This creates an additional layer of security, as each user is associated with multiple access points and cryptographic methods tied to their subgroups. 3. Examples of subgroups. Illustrate the concept using examples like university group, student group, working group, residence group, city group, community service group, and global service group. This showcases the versatility of the model in accommodating diverse user groups and access requirements. 4. Scalable integration. Design the cryptographic model to allow seamless integration with new systems and platforms, ensuring scalability as communication needs evolve. This can be achieved by maintaining a modular and adaptable architecture that supports the addition of new components and features over time. By adopting this flexible and scalable approach, the cryptographic model can effectively accommodate a wide range of communication systems and user groups, ensuring secure information transfer across diverse platforms and contexts. Collaboration with industry and academia to promote continuous improvement and innovation in the system, fostering collaboration between industry and academia is essential. This can be achieved through the following measures. 1. Forming a forefront group. Establish a group of experts and stakeholders from various sectors, including industry and academia, who are committed to maintaining and enhancing the system over time. This group will serve as a hub for knowledge exchange, collaboration, and innovation. 2. Accessible information on security models. Ensure that information on current threat mitigation approaches remains accessible to those dedicated to protecting the system. This open communication fosters a culture of shared learning and continuous improvement in security practices. 3. Hierarchical exploration of scientific concepts. Encourage a structured approach to research and innovation by incorporating hierarchical exploration of ideas across various domains. This approach facilitates interdisciplinary collaboration and fosters a comprehensive understanding of complex security challenges. 4. Research groups on various subjects. Support the formation of research groups focusing on a wide range of subjects, including the current state of the art, reliable services, and diverse research topics. This diversity of knowledge fosters innovation and communal contributions to common research goals. 5. Mitigating harmful information spread. By promoting collaboration and knowledge sharing within the system, the community can collectively work to identify and counteract the spread of harmful information, ensuring a secure and reliable environment for all users. By fostering collaboration between industry and academia through these measures, the system can remain at the forefront of innovation and continuous improvement in security practices, ensuring its adaptability and resilience in the face of evolving cybersecurity challenges. Ethical considerations and privacy enhancements. I once answered an interview on HackerNoon in which a question was imposed. If automation replaces 70% of all possible human jobs, what do you think people will spend their time doing? And I believe that ensuring trust and collaboration could very well become the job of more than 50% of all humans. As such, I believe that dedicating our time and efforts to ensuring trust and collaboration may well become the primary focus of a substantial part of the human population. To further the discussion on the ethical considerations and privacy enhancements, I would like to start by providing a quote that I completely love. "Where we stand is not destroyed, we are not in ruins but in something waiting greater than to be built. Waiting to begin again, from these ashes we can rise and create greater than beauty. The crumbling walls are not a representation of our failures but a greater than reminder of the lessons we have learned. So we continue on, not because we greater than want to but because we have to." In the words of Carl Sagan, a new greater than consciousness is developing which sees the earth as a single organism and greater than recognizes that an organism at war with itself is doomed. One of the great greater than revelations of the age of space exploration is the image of the earth finite greater than and lonely. We are one planet. Via SOS 3, NAS, we consider the ethical implications of our cryptographic model, it becomes clear that the need for privacy and transparency must be carefully balanced. On one hand, we aim to create a secure digital environment where users can trust that their personal information remains private. On the other hand, maintaining transparency in the system's operations is essential for fostering trust and accountability among all parties involved. To achieve this balance, we propose reducing digital communication to predefined, guided rules that prioritize user privacy while ensuring transparency. By doing so, we can build trust among users and protect the real-world identities, which is of utmost importance in today's interconnected world. By providing clear expectations for user behavior and system performance, we can build trust among users and protect their real-world identities. Recognizing that real-world complexities often exceed the boundaries of theory, our cryptographic model must be adaptable and flexible to address new challenges as they arise. By focusing on the betterment of humanity as a whole rather than individual countries or groups, we can drive a paradigm shift in our collective understanding of security and collaboration. Ultimately, our commitment to developing secure, transparent, and collaborative systems through cryptographic models and other innovative approaches contributes to the creation of a more inclusive, interconnected, and prosperous world for everyone. Exploring the multifaceted complexities of key communication in cryptographic systems. In this concluding section, we explore the diverse complexities that define the various types of keys used in communicating with cryptographic systems. To provide a visual representation of these keys, we present a generated image and THE code used to create it. We will discuss four key types: simple, bisimple, trisimple, and complex keys. Simple keys involve an if statement, as demonstrated in the following code snippet NFORI in range 0, it, if I percent 2 equals equals 0, t, left, ang, t, forward, dis, t, right, ang, t, forward, dis, else, t, right, ang, 2, t, forward, dis. Bisimple keys incorporate both if and while statements, as shown below. For I in range 0, it, if I percent 2 equals equals 0, t, left, ang, t, forward, dis, t, right, ang, t, forward, dis, else, t, right, ang, 2, t, forward, dis, while I greater than 10, I equals I, 2t, left, ang, trisimple keys utilize if, while, and, for statements, as seen in this example. For I in range 0, it, if I percent 2 equals equals 0, t, left, ang, t, forward, dis, t, right, ang, t, forward, dis, else, t, right, ang, 2, t, forward, dis, while I greater than 10, I equals I, 2t, left, ang, for j in range 0, it, 20, t, left, ang, 2, t, forward, dis. 3. Complex keys involve predefined sets, such as prime numbers. For I in range 0, it, if I percent 2 equals equals 0, t, left, ang, t, forward, primes, I, percent 25, t, right, ang, t, forward, primes, I, percent 15, else, t, left, ang, t, forward, primes, I, percent 135, n. These examples illustrate the potential and versatility of different key types within cryptographic systems. Finally, we will present below additional Shapesto, showcase the power of iteration, and inspire further exploration into the vast possibilities of cryptographic key design. With this, we conclude our journey through the complexities of key communication in cryptographic systems, armed with a deeper understanding and appreciation for the intricate world of secure data transmission. Encode for the last one. The additional shapes generated through iteration not only showcase the power of iterative processes but also serve as a source of inspiration for further exploration into the vast possibilities of cryptographic key design. As we come to the end of this exploration, we are left with a deeper understanding and appreciation for the intricate world of secure data transmission. While it may be enjoyable to experiment with iterations in a playful context, such as with the Python turtle scripts, it is also important to recognize the significance of these concepts in the realm of security. In conclusion, this discussion highlights the importance of ongoing research and development in the field of cryptography, as well as the need for continued collaboration among researchers, developers, and security professionals. By working together to navigate the complexities of key communication, we can contribute to the advancement of secure and trustworthy systems that protect the privacy and integrity of digital communications. And thank you for listening to this HackerNoon story, read by Artificial Intelligence. Visit HackerNoon.com to read, write, learn, and publish.